Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Good Soldiers by David Finkel, performed by Mark Boyette, produced by Audible Incorporated.
Chapter 1, April 6, 2007. Many listening tonight will ask why this effort will succeed when previous operations to secure Baghdad did not. Well, here are the differences. George W. Bush, January 10, 2007, announcing the surge. His soldiers weren't yet calling him the lost cause behind his back, not when this began. The soldiers of his who would be injured were still perfectly healthy, and the soldiers of his who would die were still perfectly alive. A soldier who was a favorite of his, and who was often described as a younger version of him, hadn't yet written of the war in a letter to a friend, "I've had enough of this bullshit." Another soldier, one of his best, hadn't yet written in the journal he kept hidden, "I've lost all hope. I feel the end is near for me. Very, very near." Another hadn't yet gotten angry enough to shoot a thirsty dog that was lapping up a puddle of human blood. Another, who at the end of all this would become the battalion's most decorated soldier, hadn't yet started dreaming about the people he had killed and wondering if God was going to ask him about the two who had been climbing a ladder. Another hadn't yet started seeing himself shooting a man in the head, and then seeing the little girl who had just watched him shoot the man in the head every time he shut his eyes. For that matter, his own dreams hadn't started yet either.